Mike Marisak, could I help you?
Yep, actually trying to get a hold of Mike, please.
This is Mike speaking.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
With who?
It's Bank of Cardiff. I actually spoke to you on the 1st of May last year. It was quite a while ago. But we're a commercial bank, and I was just checking in with you here in 2016. Got to see if you have any needs for any equipment or maybe even working capital at this point.
Well, what we let me get – hold on just a minute. Hold on.
Sure.
I'll talk to this gentleman. Well, what we were looking at it, I don't know if you guys could do it. We were trying to refinance a place of business to do some things that we need to do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you guys do it or not, but I mean, I'm just asking you and see, you know, but we need to do some upgrades on the front of the building, you know, like your driveway and all that, and then some of the working area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have unsecured working capital. You can use the funds however you need to. A lot of people.
Okay. I thought, you know, that, we might be able to work, see if you can send us the paperwork, and that way we can look into it, and then we can always call you back on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty minimal. The loan itself is derived off of your cash flow for the most part. So what they're going to do is look at 6 months of business bank statements, mm-hmm. your most recent tax return. Mm-hmm. In your case, do you accept credit card payments yep. from your clients at all? Okay, they'll probably want to look at 4 months of those as well, and then just our application. And once I get that back, I'll be able to show you some real numbers as far as how much we're able to lend to you and give you an idea,
okay.
you know, ballpark of what it would look like. Do you happen to know what your company made last year by any chance, the gross revenue of the business?
Not right offhand, you know, I don't, you know, because I leave that to my grandson that he keeps all the paperwork and all that. And then the bookkeeper does all the other work, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's fine. I could either fax you the information we need for the approval or I could email it over to you, whatever's easier for you there.
Why don't you go ahead and fax it? It's a lot easier for me that way.
Sure. What's a good fax number for you?
Okay, the fax number is error code 480-786-4364.
4364. All righty. Mm-hmm. And my name is Dennis. If you want, I can give you my direct number also.
Okay, hold on just a minute, then. Let me get a pen here where I can write it. So. Okay, I'm ready.
Sure, it's area code 858.
It's 858. Mm-hmm.
519.
519. Mm-hmm.
5315.
315.
So okay. 858-519. It's the last four are 5315.
95. Okay. I missed the number. It's 3 what?
Sure thing. So the last, so it's 858-519, mm-hmm. and then 5315.
5315.
You got it. Yep. The last four are 5315.
Okay, I got it right here now. Okay, and what we'll do, you know, we'll take a look at it once you fax it to us, and I can call you back and let you know yes or no.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, Dennis, appreciate your calling us.
Not a problem, Mike. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.